Hello, everyone. How are y'all doing today? We are going to coach. All right, let's see who's getting it today. I don't think I'm that bad, honestly. I changed lives, people. Let's see. Or maybe y'all are just raising your hand today. Hang on, let me look. I'm not really sure what's going on. Hang on, let me figure this out. That know that they're on here. And then Kathy will figure all this out. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I am well, thanks. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready for some help. I would like some help on cleaning up some thoughts.
All right.
The general pattern is that I sign up for something that's important to me, you know, like months and ahead, and I psych myself out. Like I maybe say I want to be a particular weight by the time I get there, and it never works. So
like, give me an example.
Yeah. Well, I've actually gotten past that. I no longer set a weight ultimatum so that I'll be thinner when I'm at my reunion or, you know, some big event. But so here's a specific situation. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be hiking the Camino Trail, which is this, trail.
And Julie Collins from the tribe. She's done it several times now.
She gave me some great advice. Yes.
She even took the P&P tribe banner with her and got a picture made.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I've been training for it. I'm excited. I'll be walking 170 miles in 2 weeks, which is very ambitious. And the thing is that my nerves take over. You know, I say yes to these things and I train for them, I work for them, and it's great. But the closer it gets, the more my nerves take over. And what should be
a problem?
Yes, because I cause myself suffering. I mean, maybe the nerves aren't the problem, but I cause myself suffering when I should just embrace whatever it is.
Tell me what you really think your problem is. Other than thinking you're not supposed to be nervous before you do something ambitious.
My problem is that I don't feel prepared enough. I haven't trained enough. I haven't lost enough weight to be in shape enough to do this.
Okay, good. And so the thoughts are the problem.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the unnecessary part. Thinking, oh, I haven't trained enough, and not going like, well, here's how much training I have done, though. Have you done some training, or are you just going to like free ball? At 170, here we come.
I've totally done training, not enough, but it is what it is.
You have to quit saying that. What is the point of you telling yourself right now it's not enough?
Yeah, it's a habit. There's nothing good comes of it.
No, I'm pretty sure you're going to go and you're going to do the 170. I've watched people do marathons and trained nail for it. You've at least trained.
Mm-hmm.
It's like understanding there are certain thoughts you're using that are like, you think like, and I could tell by the way you say it, like the not enough is not really a thought. It's like, no, I didn't follow the training plan. Like I've got my collection of factual evidence over here that it's not enough. And it's like, it's still just a thought. If you're going to this race, sitting around thinking I'm not thin enough and it's not enough, are thoughts that will never serve you. They're very optional. Now, that doesn't mean you have to sit there and be like, I'm a thin ass bitch who's trained like a, you know, beast. You don't have to go there. You just have to recognize there's certain thoughts that are like, that's so useless. I'm going on this trip. It's a once in a lifetime thing. This is happening. I'm prepared. That's it.
And I totally get that logically. I just haven't made the connection yet to carry that through. I've done TDLs. I'm getting so much closer and better.
Yeah, but you're just getting closer and better.
Yeah.
Rather than thinking, but I haven't made it yet. What do you think's going to happen? You're going to like wake up one morning and be like, all of a sudden I believe I'm thin enough and I've trained enough. Thank God.
Right. No, I'm not.
No. Every day you're going to wake up. The closer you get, the more your brain is like, are we really doing 170 miles? Let me figure out how to be really scared about this. Well, I'll go to this set of inventory thoughts. Your brain, don't you think you're probably supposed to be nervous?
Yes.
Then I would just tell myself, like, it's normal to be nervous. What's not normal is to think I'm undertrained and overweight. That's the not normal part. The nervousness is simply because I'm challenging myself. And that's what happens to people who challenge themselves. They worry about things. They sometimes get nervous and stuff. That's okay. I'm just going to catch myself when I'm doing it.
Yeah. Right. The nervousness without the judgment is still new to me. So I'm trying to remove the judgment and just be nervous.
Nervous
is a catalyst. It's a good thing. I mean, I'm a rock star in my job and everything. Nerves are fine. It's removing the self-judgment.
It's because you've never been a rock star doing 170 miles yet. Your brain has nothing to pull from evidence until you start giving it some. You have to give it the evidence it's going to need for confidence, and you're going to have to give it compassion that nervousness is okay. It's kind of like when I do these events now. You know, people are probably, it's probably old hat for you, right? You just get up on stage, you just go, and it's like, it's old hat once we start. Right before, it's always like, see, now this is the one you're totally unprepared for. This is the one you're not going to know what to say when you get up there. And then I always tell myself, I think that's what speakers do. I think speakers are supposed to have those moments so that you get to reassure yourself, so that you are prepared. Just like people who do the Camino. I think you're supposed to be nervous so that you have to reassure yourself so that when you get there, you can go.
I love that. I can do that. So actually, nervousness is part of the preparation. Nervousness is part of what will get me there. Nervousness is part of the trip. It's part of the joy. It's part of the journey.
Yeah. I would be afraid if you weren't nervous. I'd be like, you buffering. You're trying to bury and ignore all this somehow.
Excellent. Right. Okay. So sometimes I've used nervousness to buffer. I mean, that's fascinating. Nervousness can be a buffering as well. My mind's being blown.
Yeah. It's like I like to think about nervousness. I teach a class for mentors, just the mentors of PMP. So like once you eventually get to a mentor, you get some like what we call the deep cuts of the training. But there's a class in there. We talk about like the most common feelings that we have, especially the negative ones, and how they actually serve purpose. Like we were designed to be nervous so that we would question if this is what we really want. Most of us get nervous and start questioning our ability. Start questioning, should we quit? Should we not do this? We take it as a sign something's going wrong versus, oh, this is a sign where the brain is saying, do we want the challenge? Do we want to make sure that we've done everything we need to do? If there's anything else that we can be doing, you know, like between now and then, it just sounds like, you know, you're just going to finish up whatever training you can do. And the best thing you can do is train your brain on how you want to show up. That's what the nervousness is about. Like it's a sign that you're spending too much time thinking about the now and not thinking about how like visualizing yourself doing the race and accomplishing it and doing that kind of work. Same thing with disappointment. A lot of us think that can't bear to be disappointed in myself. Disappointment is one of those emotions that we all experience. And that's our internal radar that tells us you're acting out of alignment with who you want to be. You want to be disappointed when you're acting out of alignment so that you can question how do I want to show up versus I can't stand to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. I totally am with that. And I would love for you to do a month on evolutionary brain versus 21st century brain. You talked about it.
Modern brain and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Girl.
I'm waiting for that. Nobody's done that.
I got the notebooks and
people do it little snippets, but nobody's done it.
Things and yeah, like I've got like the list of all. I just wish that I could just sit on a beach somewhere for like 4 weeks and just noodle all the things I want to talk about. But yeah, no, that's one I really want to do. Cause I think that's a real key piece is that we're misunderstanding how to apply the brain that we have in today's age. And it's a lot of like, we've never been expected to retrain our brain. Mm-hmm. We've always been expected to just fuck the freak out and eat something.
And we've learned about the difference in our brains over evolution, but we have not gotten the whole, like how to retrain it from anyone. So that's yours. You're onto something.
I don't know. When we get off this call, Kathy, make note. I think that is something that we could really look into, Kathy, for maybe even a podcast series and be good because it's more than just one podcast. So, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, lady. Good luck.
Thank you. I will see you at camp. I'll be at camp like 3 days after I return. So.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious? So
I'm totally.
You have a ton of blisters or you cannot dance. Save your feet.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Thank you, friend. Bye.
All right. Julie, I'm going to call on you. You said you had gotten a message. Well, this thing's out. And then let me find my card. Coaching call. Here we go. All right. Let me unmute you. Hey.
Hello there.
What can I coach you on today?
Well, today I'm a January baby and I've been pretty successful. I've lost 45 pounds.
Good for you, mama.
Yeah. And I feel like I need help leveling up my food because I am kind of doing the same thing that I've been doing in terms of eating, writing my plans, assessing, but the weight's just taken a lot longer to come off and I'll lose a little, then gain a little. And it feels like I'm ready to make a change because it's stalling a little bit.
Let me ask you this. And the overeat side is totally cleaned up right now.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have my overeats. I have my off plan overeats. The summer is always, I'm like a total summer person and I just love, I go away most weekends. So it's a little bit more challenging for me than the winter when I'm not traveling as much. So, I've tried to write realistic plans, for the summer and I've definitely seen more overeats and off plans, on the weekends.
Also, it's like a experience in the stalls and the ups and downs. Summer.
Yeah. Well, I went on a 10-day vacation to France and, I was pretty good the beginning of that vacation, but at the end, the bread and the cheese and the wine. So I'm almost back to where I was before. I think just by going back to a normal eating process for me, but
Yeah. Do you think the problem is you need to start leveling up or do you need to get back to what was working before summer?
Honestly, I think it's time for me to level up because I'm a big meal prepper. I bring all my food. For the longest time, I used work. I have kind of an intense, frenetic job, and I use that as an excuse for why I couldn't lose weight. Now I realize it's like the perfect job for losing weight because I just bring my food with me, and I just eat what I prepare. And so, you know, the weekdays are good for me. It's kind of, you know, more of a challenge like most people.
Let me ask you this. You've said this a few times. The weekends. I'm ready to level up. I don't want you to level up at all during the week. You've got to not put your focus leveling up during the week. So where you need to be focusing. If you want to level up, you level up your weekends.
Yeah, I'm not as good with sticking to my plan on the weekends.
Yeah, I just want you to like come with me on a trip. You and I are losing weight over the next 8 weeks. And every weekend we eat on plan. And we eat what you've been eating through the week. What do you think our results are?
They're going to be very good results. I'm going to lose weight. Yeah.
So that's where your level ups are. Your level ups are all going to be Friday night to Monday morning. Every one of them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is. It is. Because I'm really good during the week and I really work on it.
Here's the thing. I want you to quit saying I'm really good during the week. I want you to say Monday through Friday, I follow my plan. Friday through Sunday, I don't. Probably need to work on the weekend. Because if you think, because here's the problem that you'll run into, and I want everybody to hear this. This is very important. If you start ratcheting it up during the week, you're already decompressing and having good times and associating all that with food on the weekend. What do you think happens when you make it even tighter during the week to the weekends?
Right.
If you do it your way, which is I'm going to level up during the week and I'm really not going to address my weekend problem yet, then at the end of 10 weeks, you're still going to be frustrated that you're not losing.
Right.
So what can we do on the weekends?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So what can we do on the weekends to level up?
Well, I would definitely say when I look through my overeats and my off plans, I definitely have challenges eating at restaurants and stopping at my plus two when I go to restaurants.
Okay. So it's just a matter of stopping at the plus two or eating what's on your plan. Which one is the biggest offender in this scenario?
Stopping at my plus two.
Okay. Well, let's just do that.
I can eat on my plan because I put good stuff on my plan.
Okay, good. Let's put all the energy and effort for the next 8 weeks into every time you eat out on the weekends, you stop at the plus two. You visualize yourself never going over the plus two. You visualize yourself like only eating like a quarter of what you're served, taking a dramatic break, so uncomfortable for you break. And then you eat a little bit more until you know you're at your plus two and you listen for like, so what is all that shit I tell myself is so good, I'm going to wait, like whatever those things are. Your goal now is when you're eating, like have as much fun as you want until the food comes. And when the food comes, it becomes experiment time, listening time, awareness time. Not like it's going to be so hard. Like I do not want you setting yourself up that this is going to be like a fucking shit show every time you do it. I want you to like set yourself up for, I'm going to enjoy the experience and really focus on the experience. And when my food comes, for the first few times, I just need to pay very close attention to what's going on so that when my friends and everybody's talking, I will eat, I'm going to plan to eat very little of my food, whatever I decided to order. And then I'm going to sit and I'm going to enjoy conversation. And then I'm going to eat a little bit more. And then I'm going to do that. And then while they're talking, you will listen and it will not be hard. Trust me, your brain will be screaming it.
Okay.
I would do that all day and every day on Sunday.
Okay. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. I bet you end up losing without having to switch anything else out.
Good. Yeah. I'm definitely going to work on that. I mean, I'm coming to camp in October. And my goal is to get to Wonderland by camp. Mm-hmm. And that's 7-8 pounds. So that's
we're in the first of what are we in August? Okay.
Yeah, we have 5 weeks. Yeah.
I will tell you. Here's what I want. I want you to come to camp in October and I want you to be able to stand up and say, do you remember me? I was on that coaching call. We talked about my weekends and here's what happened. And I started losing weight. I swear. And if it doesn't happen, stand up and get coached and we'll go through other stuff, but we'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'll see you.
Yeah. I look forward to it's my first camp. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that's going to be so good. All right. Bye. Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you, the camps are going to be so legit. Like this one is going to be really cool. So I'm like working on a brand new workbook that I promise I will probably use a lot of it. But we're videoing from now on. We're videoing our events so that attendees get the recording when they come home. And I just got so many cool things planned for events. It's amazing. But I want to show everyone while we're on the call. This right here is not the old planner. This is almost all, but not all, plus this and a couple of other guys over here. Every workbook that I have used at events since 2017, and I am going through all of them and pulling the best of the best so that camp has these. And then the weight loss ones are all going into the week with me. I've already been planning the week with me. It's called, what am I calling it? Lose weight and gain control. That week is going to be a lot of, like, literally, we're going to be in a room, like, with food, practicing urges. We're going to do so much stuff in live time, in real time, with me coaching as you're going through experiences. So it's going to be really cool. All right. Who is next? Nancy, are you here? I have Nancy. There we go. Sarah, you'll be next. You may learn from Nancy. Looks like both of you have no structure or discipline in your lives. There's no structure, no discipline, no commitment is the next two callers. All right. Well, tell me all about this lack of structure and discipline.
So I was listening to one of your Facebook Lives that was free last week, and you said something about figuring out why we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I said, oh, I know why. It's the same reason I don't set the alarm clock in the morning to get up for work, even though I'm supposed to. I just get up when I feel like going and I go. And I don't have a budget. I just spend money when I feel like spending money, and I have a good job.
Why? That's what you're doing. So
that's what I'm doing. Yeah. Well, why is, I realize that all these other issues in my life don't have structure either.
Not structure.
That's what I don't know what it is, but I'm just.
Why are you not practicing? Like, why is your action line unstructured is the question. So like not setting alarms, not having a budget, those things, if we look at the model, it's all in the action line. So you have a thought that drives a feeling. So let's look at one thing. You want to look at waking up in the morning, finances?
I want to look at the finances.
All right. So tell me about the finances.
Well, I just, if I want it, I just buy it. Okay. I have a good job, and I have side hustle. So if I want it, I'll just, if I don't have the money, I'll just work the side hustle and do it. And if I'm having a party.
Exactly why.
What's that?
We know exactly why. You're like the person who says, well, I'm going to just eat this cookie and then I'm going to go run 30 minutes.
Right. If there's a party going on, I will throw the biggest party because I want everybody to leave and say what a great time they had. If I'm invited to a party, I'll bring the biggest gift.
Okay, let's go back to finances though.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm spending the money on the party, on the gifts that I shouldn't really be spending. I have other
why
things.
Why shouldn't you be spending money is the question.
Well, because I want to buy a beach house, and I don't really need these things. I just want them.
Yeah.
I just want them, but I don't stop myself from doing it. I just,
why don't you stop yourself from doing them?
I think because I don't have accountability. My husband never tells me no.
Tell me why. It's not because of accountability. Your husband's exactly right. It has nothing to do with accountability.
I don't know why.
Because you haven't told yourself why it's so bad that you do it. You have a really great working story that is set up to enable you to not have structure. It works for me. Here's how it works. I just have to side hustle. Here's how it works. Everybody likes me when they leave the party. Here's how it works. You haven't thought long and hard enough about what it's doing to your life. You've glamorized your problems.
So how do I get out of that?
You look like you're thrilled that you're an overspender.
I'm upset.
No, you're not. You're smiling. You're not crying. Jennifer Edwards gets on here and bawls.
Well, I could cry if you want me to cry, but I'm trying to, I'm being recorded. People are watching me. I don't want to cry.
Okay, first of all, everybody gets on here and cries.
I could cry. I shouldn't be doing it.
But this is the problem. It's not that I want you to cry. I want you to take your problem seriously. You're not taking it seriously. You're saying, this is how you're acting like a child with your problem. Well, I need you to do these things. Well, but I can just work my side hustle. Well, like you've really talked about your finances, not like it's a problem. Like, but I want a beach house.
Yeah, they're like, they're not a problem. I get by, but I want to save money. Why do I like it that I have to buy these big gifts so people like me?
You don't need to answer that question. That's like smoke and mirrors. Why do you care? You need to be figuring out, why are you just going to not buy the gift and go through the suffering of not like doing that?
I don't want to buy the simple gift. I want to buy the gift that's going to be the big gift that they're going to be like, oh my God, look what Nancy bought. Oh my God, look what Nancy gave me. Like, it's like I'm getting the self-worth from other people.
Exactly.
Instead
you
of
already
myself.
Know the problem. We don't have to solve it.
Well, I don't know how to get out of this cycle.
You stop buying the gift?
But that causes me anxiety. I can't go to
right.
the gift
without That's the biggest. Problem. You're not allowing yourself to not feel good. You're not allowing yourself to feel bad often enough.
Right.
That is what overspenders and overeaters do. I don't want to feel negative emotion, so I am going to create it by overspending. I do not want to be a regular gift giver.
No.
I want to be the one that everybody showers me with gifts. So you got to decide, do I want to be the person who gets showered with compliments or the person in a beach house saying, I can't come to your party, I'm at my beach house.
I want to be the person at the beach house.
Okay. But here's the thing, the person at the beach house can't buy extravagant gifts for their friends. Are you going to be that person?
And I feel like whatever it is that makes me do that is what's making me not follow the plan. I have a plan, but I come home.
Stop thinking that this is Freudian.
I do think I'm living in like hedonism, instant gratification.
Oh, you for sure are.
Partying like a rock star.
Any kind of pain to get your goals.
I didn't hear what you said.
You're not living in any pain to get
right. Right. So how do I get comfortable with that?
You don't. That's the whole point. You're still like, well, all right. So I want to like be really comfortable with doing hard things. It's called discomfort.
How do I even step into that discomfort? I take the easy way out.
I know. It's going to be a choice, Nancy.
Okay. So I just have to choose it and do it.
Let me just say this. If somebody came up to me and said, hey, I really want to lose weight. Every night, I eat 3 pies. What do you think I should do? And I said, well, you're going to have to give up those 3 pies. All right, tell me how that's going to be easy. And then I'll start doing that. You think it would ever be easy to quit eating 3 pies every night?
No.
But what are they going to have to do?
They have to stop.
Stop eating 3 pies every night.
Right.
And guess what the first 2 weeks is going to be like?
It's going to feel shitty.
Yeah. Just like the first time you decide, I'm going to have to get a regular present for my friend. And I'm going to have to override the side of me that desires external validation for the version of me that wants a beach house. Am I willing to pay the price or not? That's the price of the beach house. Is breaking the habit of relying on what other people think about me to feel good.
So I don't need to feel like I have accountability or structure. I just have to talk to myself.
Yeah. You will never plug in accountability and structure until you talk to yourself in a different way.
And say, I want this, so I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I have to be my own accountability and my own structure.
Everybody does. Every person does. Because I'm going to tell you, there are people in here who have accountability groups that are fucking amazing, and they quit them because they don't do what the accountability group says. And like, there'll be 7 of them. 1 out of 7 will quit because she's not losing weight. The other 6 are banging it out every week. Is it the group or the person?
It's the person.
Right. That's why, like, you setting yourself up with all this extra accountability will never work until you decide, oh, so they're going to hold me accountable to the hard things, which means I still have to do the hard things. It doesn't make it easier. It just is a painful reminder. That's all it is.
So I have to just talk myself into doing the hard things. when the easier thing is
staring you in the face. Like it is sitting there looking delicious.
So it's up to me to say no.
Yeah. I know that sounds so crazy. It's like, it's got to be a better answer, right, Corinne? Like everybody's changing lives over here. You mean they're really just telling themselves no? Like it's a religion.
Okay. I mean, I work, I can tell everybody no. I just can't seem to tell myself no. I don't, and I just don't get that because I have structure at work. I give accountability to the people at work, but when it comes to me,
because they're doing the hard part, you're the accountability person, not having to do like the stuff you have them do. They're going through the hard,
and I'm just making sure it's done.
Yeah,
but I'm not making sure that I'm doing it
right.
So I have to have a conversation with myself.
Yes, I want you to think about the people. This is so great that you said this. The people that you hold accountable and stuff. What if they looked at you, like, tell me something you tell an employee to do or somebody at work to do.
Well, I'm a director of nursing. So, you know, okay. Nursing tasks, different things that they have to do. And okay, if they don't.
Somebody's going to have to go through and you've got these 10 patients and they've all got to get like some kind of shot today.
Yes.
And this person in particular doesn't like it when patients get upset when they have to get a shot. Like it really unnerves them. And she looked at you and said, well, I know you told me to do that, but that's really hard. I'm going to go buy someone a gift instead. And nobody gets shots today.
I'm going to tell her why the shots need to be given and the value of the shots and the need for the shots. And I'm going to ensure that she does them. It's part of her job. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to support her and help her.
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do for you. It would be, wouldn't it be ridiculous if she just said, I'm not going to do that. It's so much easier to buy all the patient's gifts. I'm going to go out and buy them Louis Vuitton bags. I bet that'll make them feel better, right?
Yeah, because they don't want the shot.
They die because they didn't get their shot.
Right.
It's kind of like you. It's like, well, everybody's going to feel better when I buy them a gift.
And they're going to tell me how good I am.
House.
I'd rather be at the beach house. Well, I feel like this is a good opportunity for me because in September, you're starting, you know, back at the basics. So I feel like I could grasp it. I guess I just have to have this conversation with myself till September.
Yeah, I would set it up really simple. I would have something like, okay, so if I'm going to break down learning how to say no to my stuff, pick something that would be really easy for you to start having that conversation so you can prove to yourself that you can do it. So it may be the getting up out of bed, or it may be the, okay, the next time somebody has a birthday, it's boring ass gift. I can't spend more than $20. Got to figure out how to love them on $20. Whatever it may be, I want you to just pick something, and that's going to be your challenge because it's going to take you talking a lot to yourself and overcoming wanting to please someone. Like you'll learn the skill of a lot of things that you can apply in other areas. That's where the structure and accountability can come in later. First, it's got to be held for yourself. And then when you get good at understanding when you're doing things against yourself, even though it's like, you know, well, I love these things and this is fun and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it can't be that fun or you wouldn't be on a coaching call needing help with it. Right?
It's fun, but I don't like it anymore. I don't want to be overweight. I don't want to be away from the beach. I want to get up and go to work when I'm supposed to go to work, not just when I feel like going to work. Like I want to do all those things. I just don't tell myself to do them.
I would just start with one thing. Like rather than saving for the beach house for now, why don't you just start with, I'm going to go to work on time. Like at least 4 days out of this week. Or how many days a week do you work?
5.
How many days are you typically late?
5. Well, I have a phone, so I can work on the phone from home. I should be in the office, but I'm getting the work done. But I'm just, you know, I'm not like punching a clock where I have to get up and go.
That's where you go back to making excuses to support why your behavior that you don't like about yourself is okay. Well, it's all okay because of these things.
Right.
Like, no, you either want to be somebody who goes to work on time or you don't. And if you're working from home, that's not somebody who goes to work on time. That's somebody who's choosing to work from home to avoid going to work on time. You talk to yourself like that so that you're really honest with what's going on. And you just, so you make a goal for the next month, like in all of September, there will be these 2 days a week. Like, what days do you work? Same
Monday
or
through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Mondays and Wednesdays, I am on time. The other days, you can do whatever you want to do. But for the month of September, Mondays and Wednesdays, my ass is there. I'm not even allowed to work from the phone until I get to, I can start actual work when I walk in the door. So that you start training your brain to think about it, and your brain will throw a fit. I'm going to tell you, it's going to think this is a bunch of bullshit. It's going to want you to get on your phone. It's going to want you to, and you just need to watch for that and just say, like, we are establishing the habit of being the person who goes to work on time. That's who I want to be. So that means I'm going to need to not like the action of doing it for now until I prove to myself that this is better than I thought it would be. And then you can add more, like in the next month, once you do that, you'll know, like inside, you'll be like, you know, it's not that bad. I should just do this like every day. You know, that's how I like have always gotten so much success with myself when I'm changing things, is I start really small so that I allow my brain to be like, this is not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like it was a lot of what I, like my drama has kept me from doing something that's like, oh, I wish I'd been doing it like this all along. It's like when I first started journaling and waking up first thing in the morning to have that time, I had to override the version of me that wanted to just start working at 5 a.m. I wanted to check email. I wanted to get in there. I wanted to start like doing all the things. It took me a while of doing it this way to be like, no wonder people get up and do that first thing. It's so much better. But I had to prove it to myself at first while not wanting to do it.
So it's baby steps, and eventually they'll feel good and you take bigger steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll feel pulled towards your goal.
I could try that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, and in October, we start saving for the beach house.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, I have got to quit banging this new ring. So I have this new ring. It's called the Aura, O-U-R-A. It's got sensors in it. And y'all I don't wear rings, wedding rings or anything. Well, Chris got me this one. I'll show y'all. It's got little sensors in there. And what it does is it tracks your heart rate variability. Sarah, are you here? I'm calling you. It tracks heart rate variability. It will tell you your sleep. It like gives you a like respiration, a lot of data points to measure. I got it to try to start figuring out like my energy zones and all this other kind of stuff. Cause I've been just a little tired lately and stuff. So anyway, it's really cool. Chris got him one and then he got me one. All right, Sarah, let's get your video going. There you are. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm super nervous about this call, but
why? You've been to camp.
I know, exactly.
Oh, I've that's why camp. Because we've already coached.
So I would like some help with a pattern that I'm in. When I started PMP in January, I didn't realize that I had this pattern, and I've discovered it, and I've tried a few different things. I've been working with my accountability group. I'm just really not sure where to go now. So this is my pattern. I do all the things.
Okay.
I feel great. I do PMP the way we're supposed to do it. You know, I try really hard to be realistic. I drink my water. I try to do all the things and I have success.
Okay.
It always works.
Okay.
And then after a period of time, and it varies, it could be days, it could be weeks, it could be a month, I kind of fall apart. And
do you kind of fall apart, or can you be specific as to what you choose to stop doing?
It's sort of like a slippery slope. I'll stop doing everything.
No, I'm trying to coach you on how you're talking about it.
Okay.
You're talking about it as if the bad habits just kind of fly in like monkeys and take over. Never what happens. At some point you're doing it and then you make a choice to stop doing some things. I want you to talk about it like I do this. versus I don't really know what's going on. It's so mysterious. I seem to be doing so well. And then all of a sudden, because if you're bewildered, you can't solve bewildered.
Right.
You can only solve things that you own.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly where I am because, all right. So I guess more specifically then what happens is I will eat off plan. And there are times when I catch myself and I will do a recovery worksheet and get back on plan. But when I don't immediately get back on plan, the conversation in my head is so illogical. I've done the model about it. It's like, this one doesn't matter. Tomorrow will be better. There's a lot of F it kinds of thoughts.
Yeah. Why do you allow them to like decide whether you're going to keep going or not? Why are they that important to you?
I think it's what I want it in the moment. I don't want to be talked out of it in the moment.
Nobody ever does. In the moment is a donut. You're like, it's like saying like, you know, I don't understand why in the moment, you know, I'm not just like running balls out towards discomfort. I want to know why when you have those moments and you, like you said, and I sometimes do a recovery worksheet, why is it not 100%?
Well, what I was thinking before was it's not 100% because when it lasts like a day, then I don't even know how to do a recovery worksheet for a day. Like it's been such a, you know, there's a period of time.
Do you think I know how?
What's that?
Do you think I know how?
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
No, there's no like step-by-step guide. You know what you do? You get in there. You look at question number one. Let's read it. Write down exactly what factually happened. It was August 25th. I was at my house. Like you just go through the list. You remember what you can remember. If you can't remember some of it, I guess what? We're not going to work on that piece that time. What's question two?
I don't go through it is because I don't want to stop.
Okay, then how about we do this? How about we just don't stop eating and we just be honest with ourselves rather than acting like, it's a slippery slope. I don't really understand what's happening and stuff. Why don't we just say, in the moment, I don't want to stop eating. And then you just like sit there with the food and saying, rather than going through my usual bullshit, I'm just going to be super honest this time. I don't want to stop eating. I'm going to binge my face off. And it's going to be all day long today. And that is the choice we're making. And we're going to be in complete ownership of it. The decision's made. No drama. The problem is you guys want to insert drama. Like right. Things are going wrong and stuff's happening to me. It's like, no, you're either going to binge your face off one day or you're not. If it's really just that binary, then that means you're either going to like go back and say, all right, so I'm doing the root. Now that I'm done with my binging and I'm not going to be like dramatic about it and acting as if the veil has dropped over me, I'm going to fill this sheet out. We got to figure out why do we want it so bad today? Why is today the day that binging was more important than our goals? What did we need from a binge today? Our binge was here because of why. I needed these things from it. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that would even be, I guess, if I'm being honest. I don't know. Because I haven't faced it before. Yeah, I guess you're exactly right. I never really thought about it like that. But I'm not being honest in those moments. I'm not owning it. I am sort of convincing myself that, you know, that I'm out of control, you know, that it's this. And now that I've recognized the pattern, it's almost a problem because now I'm like, well, it's my pattern. This is what I do. You know what I mean?
That pattern being a problem. Like, I think you got to take the temperature down. Here's what I'm noticing. You have things you do and then you have all the judgment on top of it, and you're not getting to the part where these are the things I do, and do they line up with where I want to be or not? And if they don't, then let's work on new things to do and right. new things. You're like, well, before I can get to the part where it's actually productive, what I do need to do is have a lot of emotional drama. And I need to like swirl in it for a while and get nowhere and take no ownership and all, and act like it's happening to me. This is what everybody does. It's like, if you can just cut that part out, like if you guys literally would just stop judging the process and do the process, you'll make forward progress. Like, I want you to really think about this. The next day you want to binge and you want to eat all, are you binging? I keep calling
Not really. I used to, but that is one thing I have stopped doing since I've been in PMP.
The next day that you just some like, fuck
overeating.
This, man, I'm just ready to overeat for the day. We're just going to, it's time to do it. If you rather than said and anguished and had to like drum up a shitstorm in order to do it, if you just said, you know what? I'm going to eat all day. I am making the conscious decision to eat all day. It will be at the sacrifice of my goals, but I'm not going to pretend like it's happening to me. It's totally not. This is, do you know Sarah or Susie? It's AKA Susie.
My real name is Sarah, but my name on Facebook and PMP is Susie.
Okay.
So that's why it says that.
Okay. I'll just go by real name. So it's like, Sarah, we're just going to tell the truth today. Truth is we're going to eat. We don't need to be ashamed of it. We don't need to judge it. We're not going to do any of that. If we're going to eat, we might as well just do it and watch what we think about. Wonder right. why it's important to us today.
Right.
Track that stuff. Because then you start understanding really how to get to the crux of things. The more honesty that you will have and the less like judging of all of it, the more you start really solving for what you want to do going forward. Like I had yesterday was one of those days where, you know, it started off with selling events. This was going to be day oh amazing until minute one and the links didn't work. You got everybody in the Facebook group having a panic attack that they're not going to get into an event. So I freak out because I am the owner, right? And all day it was tech issues. All day. I had like these two big ass calls. The mic blew out. Hasn't blown out in 2 years. I sounded like a robot. I'm like, what? So I noticed that at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I overate each time. Every single time. And so I checked in with my coach this morning and I was like, overate yesterday, but tell you what I'm going to do. I didn't even make a good plan yesterday. Today I'm making a plan. She's like, well, before we get to your action line as to what you're going to do, why don't we think about why you did it to begin with? I was like, oh, okay. So I went back and I was like, well, you know, when I ate breakfast, that was weird. Did y'all hear that? I'm now getting a back echo. Let me mute you. For some reason, I'm getting a back echo.